And now for something completely different.
Is what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our personal revelation. The election selection. Something we've never done in 4 years. We're going to do today. Plus our DDD, really long title. Get ready. Here it is. Don't. That's that title. The Common Sense Commentary, Galatians chapter 2, verses 9 through 13. And then we'll close it out with today's Facebook post. It's not the troubles.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, yeah, gotta cover. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanity.
It is something godly!
What was that?
That was from one of the lamest Star Trek episodes ever, Shades of Grey, a montage episode. William Riker, Data, Something's Got Me.
Gotcha. All right. And oh no, so much more. Hey, folks, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866 K-Praise. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, and you ought to know that by now. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. But you lucky winner, stand by for the SRN News.
I'm calling out your name.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Some voters are weighing in on the 2016 presidential race. North Carolina voter Mary Moore Ritchie says this campaign sank to the lowest level she's ever seen.
I thought this campaign was absolutely disgusting. I've always voted since I was old enough to vote, and I've never seen anything like this.
While Wisconsin absentee voter Daryl Stewart says he's concerned that win or lose, American politics will continue to be divisive.
No matter who wins, I think with the upheaval in both Congress, the Senate, and the Supreme Court, we're going to have 4 years of acrimonious behavior with the people that we have elected to office.
Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are working for battleground states on this final day of campaigning. New York police officials are planning a show of force for Election Day security.
With Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump both spending election night here in Midtown Manhattan, more than 5,000 police officers will be on duty. Police also will be posted at polling places across the city. Officials say the security plan is on par with New Year's Eve in Times Square. Security will range from heavy weapon units to uniformed and plainclothes officers. Greg Clugston, New York.
Iraqi Kurdish fighters are moving into a town east of the Islamic State stronghold of Mosul, and they've exchanged heavy fire with the extremist group. Troops advancing south of the city discovered a mass grave containing some 100 decapitated bodies. ISIS militants carried out a series of massacres and seizing large swaths of southern and central Iraq in the summer of 2014. And Paul Ciancia, who killed a federal transportation security officer at Los Angeles International Airport and wounded three other people during a 2013 rampage, has been sentenced to life plus 60 years in prison. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 371 points. The Nasdaq rose 120. This is SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
He who overrules all things enabled Christian to continue on his way. John Bunyan, The Pilgrim's Progress.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David Roper. David writes, high in a fold of Jug Handle Peak, in the mountains north of our home in Idaho, lies a glacial lake. The route to the lake goes up a steep exposed ridge through boulders and loose stones. It's a strenuous ascent. At the beginning of the climb, however, there is a brook, a spring that seeps out of soft mossy earth and flows through a lush meadow. It's a quiet place to drink deeply and prepare for the hard climb ahead. In John Bunyan's classic allegory of the Christian life, The Pilgrim's Progress, Christian arrives at the foot of a steep ascent called the Hill Difficulty, at the bottom of which was a spring. Christian now went to the spring and drank to refresh himself, and then began to go up the hill. David continues, perhaps the difficult mountain you face is a rebellious child or a serious medical diagnosis. The challenge seems more than you can endure. Before you face your next major task, visit the spring of refreshment that is God Himself. Come to Him with all your weakness, weariness, helplessness, fear, and doubt. Then drink deeply of His power, strength, and wisdom. God knows all your circumstances and will supply a store of comfort, of spiritual strengthening, and consolation. He will lift up your head and give you strength to go on. To get Our Daily Bread in print or ebook, visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
You are a smart person. You know what side the butter goes on. You can't help but bark up the right tree. You even know who let the dogs out. So in your search for the perfect job, why aren't you using helpwantedsandiego.com? Where smart people like you know the easy way to find a local job. Millions of other smart people know they can upload their resume for free in just minutes. Plus, it's smart and mobile-friendly, just like that science guy. So, smart person, use that freakishly large noodle and find a job on helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results. Okay, voice of my car, please program the location coordinates for my new job interview.
I cannot comply with that request.
Did you say no?
You don't want to drive that far to work. It makes you cranky.
I don't get cranky.
I recommend helpwantedsandiego.com.
My car is giving me career advice?
It's free, and uploading your resume is faster and easier than ever. You will find hundreds of great local jobs within easy driving distance.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Well, technically, I do the steering.
Ha ha ha. Easy to use and easy to apply. Helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
This is Hugh Hewitt for the Salem Media Group. It's been a divisive election cycle, but whoever wins between Mr. Trump and Secretary Clinton, it will be vital, absolutely vital, that the new president face a Senate led by the able and hardworking Mitch McConnell. McConnell is not on the ballot in Kentucky this year, but his all-important majority leader status is dependent on some must-win races. In New Hampshire, for the incumbent and defense expert Kelly Ayotte. In Pennsylvania, for incumbent Pat Toomey. He's perhaps the hardest-working senator and defender of core conservative principles in the place, including religious liberty. And in Nevada, for Joe Heck. Nevada has an open seat created by the retirement of Harry Reid. Current Congressman Heck is a doctor, a general, supremely qualified, and would be a crucial pickup for the GOP. We urge you to support these Republicans. Those of you looking to invest wisely in some contributions in key races should study closely the appeals of Ayotte, Toomey, and Heck. These three matter to all Americans, including you. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. You might want to keep that email handy after this segment closes. Also, you can go to our Facebook, The David Spoon Experience, The David Spoon Experience. And then don't forget, please, if you're having a pretty tough time and can't figure out what's going on, all the stuff you've gone through in the Lord, we encourage you to go to hisappointment.com, something that RoboProducer will tell you he's got one of the original copies on the books of, but he hasn't read it yet because it's like the movie Paycheck. All right. See, that's a great joke between me and the producer. Come on. Is that a good one?
Hey, some of the best movies and the best books take a very long time to slowly go through them so that you don't miss a moment.
That's a good one. I'm going to remember that. Here we go. A couple things I do want to make you aware of. The Urban Alternative, with Dr. Tony Evans is on Monday through Friday mornings here on KPRZ at 10:30 a.m. So he's going to be using our weekday lineup. If you've not heard Dr. Tony Evans, there would be one really good word to define, especially if you see him live. It's like, what? Inspirational. That's a great word to define him. I was on the phone call today with Salem Media Group Experience Israel with Pastor Sean Thornton. Pastor Sean Thornton, by the way, was the pastor who we had on who had written a book. We were actually fortunate enough to be his very first radio interview ever, and he was kind of going through the process, and he's a fantastic teacher. He's a pastor of a Calvary Chapel, about 4,000 or 5,000 people. He's going to be coming on the Experience Israel tour. Information is going to be forthcoming. I'll tell you right now, you can check it out at experienceisraeltour.com. Experienceisraeltour.com. Couple of twists coming this year. That's all I can tell you. Last thing I'm going to tell you, and then we're going to get into the election selection, Chris Brown's True Stewardship Christmas $100,000 giveaway. You know, I'm not allowed to sign up for this because I work here. I just think that's wrong. Anyway, Chris Brown's True Stewardship giving away 100 grand's worth of cash and prizes in the weeks leading up to Christmas. They'll be drawing winners every week. All you got to do is go to stewardship.com, get more information to enter. Pretty simple. It's not a cost element. You have the chance to win. Win, 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 win. Congratulations for those that are going to give it a shot. See if you win. Great. If you do, great. If you don't, no biggie. Not a big deal. Okay. Haven't done this before because I have been here 4 years as of Saturday. Sorry, folks. But I do have a pretty good lawyer and a great contract. So here's how things go. Do you like that line? Here's how things go. We're going to do something we've never done before called Election Selection. Are we ready with our music, please? Nothing but first class here at the David Spoon Experience. We spare no expense and we spend no expense. That's how we operate around here. Around here, it's buy wholesale, sell retail. That's how it goes. So last time, I really didn't get a chance to get into this because I didn't have the kind of the audience that we have now. I'm going to say this. I'm going to be very careful to on some of this how I say it because I don't want to offend everybody, just about half of you. So I'm looking to just make great offense towards half of you and not all of you, but I can do it. So here's the deal. A, no matter what anybody says, be they Christian or not Christian. Did you hear what I said? Be they Christian or not Christian. Anybody who tries to use an election decision to determine fellowship has lost their crackers. And you should pay zero attention to them. Number two, anybody who tells you it's an actual sin, an actual breach of the commandment of God, an actual breach of the commandment of God, an actual sin against divinity. In other words, something contrary to God. If they tell you that voting, not voting, to vote, to not vote, American politics is somehow mixed into the concept of an affront to God that requires the blood of Jesus Christ. Again, those people have lost their crackers and just move on. Just move on because there's no point in even having a discussion. Just move on. Okay, bye. I'll see you up there. Here, there, or in the air. That's all you got to say. Here, there, or in the air. Okay, get it? All right, old joke. Here are our choices. Nobody's going to like anything I have to say. I will probably get about 500 emails, which will probably, you know, at both sides.
Just all I have to say is as of about a year ago, I have grown to despise you talking about politics, Dave.
Because it's just so, you know, what did, I mean, you know, without America, what would Christianity ever have done? Anyhow, it just swept the world. Oh, I forgot. Anyway, here it is. Potentially, now I said potentially. You have an unfaithful womanizer who is running for office. Wait, Bill Clinton, anybody? Who is not a proven commodity in government direction. I think we can all say that whatever Donald Trump is or isn't, okay, we know for sure he's not a proven commodity in government direction. Nobody can deny that. We also potentially have on the other side, potentially, a crooked and deceptive lifetime politician who, in fact, does understand the government control. So you got one person who's not a proven commodity in government direction, another person who has got some apparent political deception, and but does understand government control. So I look at these two people and I think, well, how am I going to vote? What am I going to do? And my vote, by the way, does not mean you should vote the way I vote. I would not encourage anybody to vote the way I vote. I would not encourage anybody to think the way I think in anything other than Scripture, which I do not command or demand. I would just encourage you to review the thought processes I do, as well as the thought process the Lord leads you in, as well as your pastors or your teachers or your influencers, whatever. Just add that into the mix, nothing more. Now, here's the thing I think about Donald. Though potentially an unfaithful womanizer, Donald can and will be watched if he's president, so he won't get away with anything for 8 years. He's not going to be able to touch any woman anywhere, anytime, except for his wife, because everybody in the universe will be watching. So for the next 8 years, safest place for that guy is probably in the spotlight, because he's not going to be able to get away with anything. On the flip side, Hillary, from my point of view, will weaponize the government against biblical truth and Jesus-type thinking. So between a kooky guy and a crook, between a guy that might have some problems from a moral point of view and a woman who is already committed to using the government to sustain sin, I go Donald Trump. And that's it. And the reason that I do is simple, ultimately, here. Ready? Either way, I sense judgment coming on this country. Okay, wait, just wait. You can't kill a million babies a year and not have to answer for it. And there comes a point where the Lord goes, that's enough. And our country, if electing Hillary Clinton, will add to that number. And that judgment will likely not be delayed in that decision. Now, do I think either of these two are spiritual giants who will lead us in some kind of spiritual revival? No. But do I think one will take us down a worse path from a morality point of view by weaponizing the government and by promoting sinful, anti-Jesus, anti-biblical behavior? Yes. I believe that the weaponizing of the government against churches, Christians, and all the like will continue. And if you see that, judgment will be closer than you may have thought. After all, it begins at the house of God. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back, non-apologetic. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
As you consider your presidential, state, and local vote, many issues are important, but a few, like the protection of innocent life, are essential. Stay tuned to Breakpoint.
From the Colson Center for Christian Worldview, here's John Stone Street with Breakpoint.
Tomorrow is Election Day. Here's some advice from Chuck Colson from a few years ago that applies even during this crazy 2016 campaign. Vote as your conscience informs you and allow your faith to inform your conscience. We must be morally informed and conscientious citizens who see voting as a civic duty. And to do so, we need to distinguish between those issues essential for Christians and those that are matters of prudential judgment. As I wrote in an article for Decision Magazine recently, the sacred value of every life, the essential institution institution that is marriage and family, and the preservation of religious freedom are fundamental, essential issues. Others, such as minimum wage increases, gun control, education policy, health care, they matter, but they're prudential. In fact, it will be impossible to get those issues right if we don't first establish that human value is intrinsic and universal, that no society survives without strong families, and that people are first of all allegiant to God, not the state. When it comes to these essential issues, there can be no debate for Christians. Here at Breakpoint and the Colson Center, we'll never tell you for whom to vote. But let me be blunt. The dignity of human life from conception through natural death is non-negotiable. And voting for a candidate or initiative that supports the killing of children in the womb or the early termination of the life of the elderly and the infirmed cannot be reconciled with the Christian faith. As we say here often, politics isn't everything, but it isn't nothing either. The fact is, one presidential candidate during a nationally televised debate defended not only abortion, but partial birth abortion. And one party not only has forgotten its promise to make abortion rare, its current 2016 platform supports the repeal of the Hyde Amendment, which would force taxpayers, you and me, to pay for the abortions of Medicaid recipients. In a powerful homily in October, the very Reverend John Lankett of the Phoenix Diocese told his Roman Catholic parishioners that they sin if they vote for candidates and platforms that support intrinsic evils such as abortion, harming their own souls and causing a scandal in the church. Make no mistake, he said, there is no single issue that threatens innocent human life more directly, consistently, imminently, and urgently than the deliberate killing of baby boys and baby girls in their mother's womb. We have a serious obligation to protect human life, he added. Whoever fails to do so, when able to do so, commits a serious sin of omission. Listen, voting is a moral act, but one nominee for vice president, like too many other politicians who claim Christian faith, says that though he is personally opposed to abortion, the government shouldn't be involved in women's personal decisions. One vice presidential candidate received, despite his personal convictions, a 100% pro-choice voting record designation from NARAL Pro-Choice America. Listen, there's no such thing as being personally opposed to abortion while publicly promoting it. This candidate claims that his faith is central to everything he does, but as Bishop Thomas Tobin of the Diocese of Providence, Rhode Island said, apparently and unfortunately, his faith isn't central to his public political life. The dignity of life is an essential issue for Christians, period. It's why I've spent considerable ink, airtime, energy, and strategy recently urging my fellow Coloradans to vote against Prop 106, which would legalize doctor-assisted suicide. Look, if we claim to be pro-life on Sundays, we must be pro-life on Election Tuesday as well. And of course, the day after that and the day after that. In fact, we'll be calling all Breakpoint listeners and readers to participate in March for Life and Sanctity of Life activities in January. And our 21 Days of Life prayer guide, updated and expanded, is back and will soon be available as a downloadable app. Until then, please vote for life. For Breakpoint, I'm John Stone Street.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know about Open Doors. Open Doors Ministries helps feed persecuted Christian families around the world. I just want to make sure people understand what's going on. Those living in areas affected by ISIS or have fled the terror group, they are desperate for food. They are getting some government help, but not enough. I mean, nobody's dumb enough to think, oh, the government's going to solve everything. This is where you mobilize believers and people of like faith and people that have that heart to minister from a humanitarian point of view. Well, Open Doors has that opportunity to provide food for a family that is fleeing, that is on the run, that are in temporary camps. They can feed these families for an entire month, not a person, a family, for an entire month for a gift of only $50. Just calling it what it is. To get more information, you can call them, which I would encourage you to do. Get the information directly, 888-860-3862, 888-860-3862. You can also go to kprz.com, type in the keyword Open Doors. If you have any questions, you're welcome to call the station, but this campaign, kind of a direct campaign towards those that are fleeing for their lives, we strongly encourage that, so go to kprz.com and type in Open Doors, or call them directly, which I would highly encourage. 888-860-3862 to help families that are completely dislocated because of their faith. That is a worthy cause indeed. All right. Quick clarification. Somebody did want to know, so I will make it clear. What I said in the last segment is where I'm going with the vote. I did not say where I thought the vote was going for the nation. You might say, well, why would you vote for somebody that you wouldn't think wouldn't win? Worldly winners are not always the winners. Okay? That's just as simple as it gets. Worldly winners are not always the winners. I'm going to do my best to vote before the Lord. And that's what I've made the decision. I'm unacceptably, I guess I'm unashamed to say that any time I think somebody would weaponize the government against Christian faith, just reminds me of Revelation 13, the utilization of the beast and the, you know, the two beasts and Satan using that. I mean, the dragon using that. It's just like, you know, it's like an anti-Christian government using an anti-Christian press to persecute Christians. It's like, yeah, they thought that for about 1,400 years in the first 1,400 years of the church. Not sure that that's that far off.
You think freedom of speech is being trampled on now? Let's just put it this way. If the election goes in a certain direction, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, you won't have nearly as many Christian shows for sure. That'll be for sure. That's going to be. But, you know, that's part of the plan of the enemy. So that's part of it. You know what you do? You trust in the Lord, though the earth be removed. I will not be shaken. I will not fear. In fact, that really is, instead of doing this DDD, that really is the key component for Christians. You can do whatever you want to do. You can make that decision to vote. I encourage you to vote. I think it's, if you have that, if you're afforded that opportunity, you should take advantage of it. I won't call it a sin, something that is a breach that can send you to hell. You know what I'm saying?
So I have one question because it's come up to me a couple of times from numerous people, family, friends. What would you say? Because I know you're going to have a different take on this. I hear over and over again that despite how critical this election is, my vote does not matter.
Well, there's a twofold answer. There's literally a biblical twofold answer. Okay, that argument, by the way, is the same argument that Christians who hear about election and predestination will use. They'll say, well, I don't have to witness to anybody because God's going to save who he's going to save. And so they say, well, therefore, I don't have to witness. It's like that type of thinking, that type of reasoning. So the problem with that is simple. One, in that realm, when we're talking about the Christian realm, God commands us to witness. So to not do it is just straight out disobedience. Okay, but two, in the deeper theological foundation on that is only God knows who is and isn't saved. He doesn't share that with people. He doesn't say this person's saved, this person's not, this person's saved, this person's not, like from an eternal point of view. Only God knows that answer. And because only God knows that answer, the scripture says, you know, quite simply, the Lord knows them that are his. And in the same verse, it says, and let those who name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. It's twofold scripture. One, God knows those who are his. God knows. But two, those who call on the name of Christ, let them depart from iniquity. That's our responsibility to behave and to act functionally and Christianly. So God's point of view, he knows there's no mystery to God. God's not up there going, ooh, who's going to get saved? But he doesn't share that information. And because he doesn't, we have to function in the I don't know realm. And so therefore we have to. So the same thing would be true on a vote. There is a reality that God knows who's going to be elected, and you are not going to change what God knows, but you do not know whether your vote will have an impact or not. That is not knowledge God has given you. Unless the Lord gave you some special revelation, which would be pretty rare, in that case, your vote does matter. But again, the biggest part for me to Christian is the fear. There is a fear that things are going to get worse. There is a fear that Hillary might weaponize the government against churches. And you know what? She might. That might be part of the plan. I mean, that's, you know, a take that I genuinely have. But does that mean the Christians should run around like a chicken with their heads cut off? No. We don't have to fear, even though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We can make a decision not to fear. And David tells you why. Because you are with me, Lord. And so because the Lord is with us, whether there's an increase in persecution for Christianity in America or not, we don't have to be afraid one way or another if we believe God is with us. Because if we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, which is as close to death as you can get, you know, in that mindset, in the poetry, then we should know we can make a decision not to be afraid. That's a decision we make because God is with us. You know that whole Emmanuel thing? God is with us. So the idea for the Christian is to trust that whatever the Lord allows, he has a purpose for. But we'll do that which we can do while, until we know all those things. So we occupy until he comes. We believe the Lord will come back. Do we believe he's going to come back in the next week? No, we only hope so. We don't know so, but we hope so. But until then, we keep on soldiering on as believers. So if you wake up Wednesday, and we're going to talk about this Wednesday, one way or another, if you wake up with an election hangover, we're going to deal with that. You want to know why? Because for the Christian, it's not about every 4 years. It's about eternity. And as soon as you take your eyes off of that truth, you're going to let another fortress get built up in your mind. Can't do it. You can't afford it. You can't afford to live your life in fear.
You can't live life in fear, and you can't do it. You have to take it day by day as the Lord would strengthen you in every situation.
Right. I mean, just to be completely honest, no matter what your eschatological bent is, Hillary can get elected. She can stand up on the podium and go, we're going to go after every church there is. And in the next millisecond, she can turn into a pile of worms. Jesus can split the sky wide open, and then the whole story's over. It's like, so you don't know. We'll let the Lord write the story. We'll just be part of the cast as part of the people that he writes about. That's all. All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break, and we're coming back with our common sense commentary.
From the San Diego studios of KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
November is a time of caring, of reflection, and thankfulness for those who have served us and those we have served. The Enlightened Foundation community is a worldwide community of Christian women serving the Lord. And in San Diego, we have a chapter for Christian women like you to fellowship together, learn from each other, work on local projects together, and work alongside families in marginalized cultures overseas. Our San Diego chapter has a special gift for you. So go to enlightenedfoundation.org and join us. Every woman who becomes a part of the Enlightened Foundation community will receive a silver charm designed by Hyde Park Jewelers. Go to enlightenedfoundation.org, read about us, see what activities the San Diego chapter has planned. Serving the Lord together is a life changer. Join us, the Enlightened Foundation, empowering women, inspiring change.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie. Let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at ExcaliburRoofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn!
Golly, Uncle Bob. If you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. A couple things I do want to tell you. You can reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Checking out the weather. It's nice. I mean, the weather's nice. I will tell you, traffic is...
Can you see the weather in Cleveland?
I can see the weather in Cleveland.
How's it looking?
It was raining the other day. I'm just saying. I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that my drive, for those that don't know, and nobody likes this more than Robo Producer, my drive from 7.5 minutes to 1 hour and 7.5 minutes. So now my average drive is about 54 minutes.
I would like to honestly say, as a compassionate Christian, that my heart bleeds for you. I'm not really feeling that right now, Dave.
Well, let me tell you the advantage that it's given. It's given me an enormous advantage. One, I pray in the morning, so I just use that time driving praying, although everybody should be praying when they're driving, especially on the freeways. And two, because I'm doing the master's thesis on theological studies, I have got a couple of books on CD. You know what I never knew about some of my favorite theological books? That if you put those theological books on CD and you listen to them in your car, and the person who reads the book is not somebody that speaks often, and they have their voice where they're talking about theology, and it's not entertaining, it's 10 times more boring to listen on the CD than it is to read it and hear it in your own voice. So my next premise is I'm going to get some other books like Scooby-Doo and stuff like that so I can keep myself highly entertained. That's my goal. What do you think? Scooby-Doo on CD. Okay. I think that's great. You know, it's intellectual and all.
This show would be great if it wasn't for that crazy Jew and his dog.
Thank you so. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Galatians chapter 2, verses 9 through 13. Let's play our music for our common sense commentary. All right, a little bit of Keith Green there for you. So Galatians chapter 2, verses 9 through 13 says this, "And recognizing the grace I had been given, James, Cephas, and John, those reputed to be pillars, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship so that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the Jews. They only asked us to be mindful of the poor, the very thing I was eager to do. When Cephas came to Antioch, however, I opposed him to his face because he stood to be condemned. For before certain men came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles. But when they arrived, he began to draw back and separate himself for fear of those in the circumcision group. The other Jews joined in his hypocrisy, so that by their hypocrisy, even Barnabas was led astray." Ooh, this is some heavy-duty church governmental discussion. big time. First and foremost, Paul talks about the fact that the grace of God was given to him in his ministry, and some of the leaders, James and Cephas, by the way, Cephas is Peter, James and Peter and John, who were pillars, or reputed to be pillars, you know, they extended the right hand of fellowship. The right hand of fellowship, for those that are wondering, is a Jewish cultural tradition of extending your right hand and conveying your commitment and your love and your support through prayer and through other means to causes and to connections. And so they extend the right hand of fellowship. It's a way of saying, when people listen to this show, if you're Baptist or Pentecostal, or if you're Methodist or Lutheran, or if you're Presbyterian, or whatever the case may be, if you're a Church of God in Christ, if you're, you know, Reformed Church of America, doesn't matter. If you listen to the show and you're like, yeah, I like that, and I'm going to support that by prayer, that's extending the right hand of fellowship. Just so you can kind of understand what's going on. And he says, Paul even says, you know, one of the things they said to me is, hey, don't forget to take care of the poor. And he goes, you know, I'm eager to do that. I'm on board with that. It's important to me to do. We need to be doing that. But then the church moment, that the moment comes in where he says, then Peter, however, I had to oppose him because he stood to be condemned. Now, when he says stood to be condemned, he doesn't mean eternally condemned. He just means, hey, he was doing something wrong. I was going to call him on it. I opposed him to his face, which doesn't mean he sent him a text. It means that he talked to him. Before certain men came in from James, Peter was eating with the Gentiles. When they arrived, he stopped eating with the Gentiles. So he was trying not to come off as so, you know, loving to the Gentiles. He didn't want to offend the high Jewish brothers, and he's trying to. And Paul just defines the whole process as hypocrisy. And he said the reason he did it is he was fearing those in the circumcision group, and then other people joined the hypocrisy, and everybody joined that. And that's what can create hypocrisy for us. And by the way, when it says even Barnabas was led astray, doesn't mean he was led astray permanently. It was just in this issue. He was led astray. He's not thinking clearly, not thinking correctly. And Paul's big condemnation to Peter is the same condemnation that Peter gave to Ananias and Sapphira. Oh, get out of town, Dave. No. Acts chapter 5, Peter said to Ananias and Sapphira, what are you doing? Why are you trying to pretend that, like, you're something that you're not? The Lord's going to judge you. And if you know the story of Ananias and Sapphira, they died. So when Paul confronts Peter, it's a big deal. Remember, Peter's the one that brought the gospel to the Gentiles. Peter's the one that had the vision in Acts where God said, hey, they're a part of the kingdom too. And then Paul confronts Peter and challenges him and says, hey, you're not going to tell these people to live this way, and then you're going to do this, and then you're going to change it and flip it and do this and this. I got to tell you something, as somebody that talks about scripture a lot, this moment is a fantastic moment because it talks about this accountability and this friendship, and that, you know, the truth is greater than any man. The truth is greater than any movement. But Peter was being multi-faced. To one group, he would say one thing. To another group, he would say another. He was acting this way. He was acting this way. We have had my wife and I have had the great blessing of encountering a lot of Christians who would rather just say, when you say, how you doing, or, you know, how are things going, that they just tell you the truth. And if they don't understand something, or they don't agree with something, or they don't like something, they just say it. They don't try and fake it. One of the things that bothers me the most about the current climate in Christianity is some of the fakeness. I would rather just say to you, I love Dr. David Jeremiah. I love John MacArthur. I love Chuck Smith. I love John Wimber. I love these different ministers from these different realms. I love Dr. Kennedy. I love all these people, Charles Stanley, all of these, Rick Warren, all these people from all these areas. I love all of them. I don't agree with every single thing every single one of them says, nor do they agree with everything they said 20 years ago, but I love them. But for me to sit there and say they're the greatest teacher, no. Jesus Christ is the greatest teacher ever, and there is no man teacher that comes into play. But you can love these people and not be, oh, I agree with 100% of everything they think. And I will prove this to you beyond a shadow of a doubt. When I tell you this example, you will then go, you will then agree with me. You don't have to be a hypocrite to get along with people. You can get along with multiple groups. It's not that hard. Ready? I want to prove it to you. You'll never be able to doubt it again, ever. This will prove it. Ready? Name one married couple where the husband and wife agree about every single solitary word that's ever been spoken or done between them for their entire 75-year marriage. Name one. No way. You can't possibly name one. You want to know why? Because it doesn't take full agreement to be in unity, and you can just be yourself. Because if we accept one another as Christ accepts us, you give a little room for the disagreement and the other things. You don't have to pretend. Just be yourself. Be the best yourself you can be before the Lord. It's all you can do. Don't try and play to one group or another. Be you. That's who God made you to be. Being somebody else is an insult to God. Ooh, ouch. Yeah, ouch. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we're coming back with our history and Facebook posts. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
He who overrules all things enabled Christian to continue on his way. John Bunyan, The Pilgrim's Progress.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David Roper. David writes, high in a fold of Jug Handle Peak, in the mountains north of our home in Idaho, lies a glacial lake. The route to the lake goes up a steep exposed ridge through boulders and loose stones. It's a strenuous ascent. At the beginning of the climb, however, there is a brook, a spring that seeps out of soft, mossy earth and flows through a lush meadow. It's a quiet place to drink deeply and prepare for the hard climb ahead. In John Bunyan's classic allegory of the Christian life, The Pilgrim's Progress, Christian arrives at the foot of a steep ascent called the Hill Difficulty, at the bottom of which was a spring. Christian now went to the spring and drank to refresh himself, and then began to go up the hill. David continues, perhaps the difficult mountain you face is a rebellious child or a serious medical diagnosis. The challenge seems more than you can endure. Before you face your next major task, visit the spring of refreshment that is God Himself. Come to Him with all your weakness, weariness, helplessness, fear, and doubt. Then drink deeply of His power, strength, and wisdom. God knows all your circumstances and will supply a store of comfort, of spiritual strengthening, and consolation. He will lift up your head and give you strength to go on. To get Our Daily Bread in print or ebook, visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Have you heard about the father and son who raced together? The father pushing his son in a wheelchair?
This is Real Family Life with Dennis Rainey for Monday, November 7th.
And they've done it again. Dick Hoyt and his son Rick have just crossed the finish line after 26 miles at the Boston Marathon. Incredible.
Dick has run several dozen marathons with his son Rick in addition to numerous triathlons. Mind you, these triathlons were run not side by side, but with Dick pushing his son in a wheelchair, towing him in a dinghy, and propping him on the handlebars. During his birth, Rick was strangled by the umbilical cord, leaving him severely brain damaged. But as a teenager, he was fitted with a device that allowed him to communicate using a computer with the side of his head. One of the first things he typed was a request to do a 5-mile charity run with his father. The rest, they say, is history. One final thought. What about you? Is there some type of heroic achievement with you and your child that you should accomplish together? I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life from my devotional, Moments with You.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. I do want to encourage you, check out kprz.com for the different events, different things we got going on. Our sister station has got a lot, and Robo Producer can probably speak to this even better than I, but they've got a lot of stuff going on. Mark Larson doing some fantastic election work. So we want to encourage you to check out our sister station. Is Mark doing, I'm assuming tomorrow's show, Robo Producer, I'm assuming that show will be lights out tomorrow because it's all election.
All election all the time.
All election all the time. How are you doing then? Do you need
all Excedrin all the time.
I will tell you this, and I would like to say this just to make sure people know, okay? I did not write this line. It is not my line, but it is true. No matter what happens on Wednesday morning, the sun will come up tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that it's still going to come up. You'll be fine. You're the Lord's property. That's what you got to remember. We're the Lord's property. Now, do I think I know what's going to happen? Everything's a guess at this point. Who knows? The only thing I'm not sure about is how that Michigan-Ohio State game will go, and that will be in my big interest in the end of the month, as it will be Ohio State Ron's. Good luck, Ron. I hope your team loses. All right, let's go on into our history. I do want people to be aware that this is history for this day. In 1874, on this day, the Republican Party was first symbolized as an elephant. This is 1874. First symbolized as an elephant in a cartoon by Thomas Nast in Harper's Weekly magazine. Now, I kind of can understand a little bit an elephant still working on the donkey. Still working on the donkey for the Democratic side. Not sure where the donkey thing came in because you got an elephant, then you got a donkey. I don't know. One of those things I don't get. That's a joke, folks. 1944, President Franklin D. Roosevelt won a fourth term, defeating Thomas Dewey. Could you imagine if any of our presidents had four terms, how sick of them we would be? Could you imagine 16 years of any president? Would you just be like going,
Well, Ronald Reagan might not be too bad, Dave.
That might be the only one I might go with, but I mean, I'm just saying, can you imagine some of the others? Wow, that'd be tough for me. I do want to let you know, on this day in 1954, the CBS News program Face the Nation appeared for the first time. You know who the guest was? Oh, this is what a great trivia question. The guest on that show was Senator Joseph R. McCarthy. Wow, that was the guest on the first Face the Nation. On this day in 1962, Republican Richard Nixon, having lost California's gubernatorial race, held what he called his last press conference. Man, was he wrong. And you know what he said? You won't have Nixon to kick around anymore. That's great. You got something for that? That's a pretty good one right there. They got all these different ones, all these blah, 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 blah. This one you'll like. On this day in 1996, NASA's Mars Global Surveyor blasted off on a mission to map the surface of the red planet. It went around, went into orbit around Mars in the next year. All right. And finally, because we got to wind down, today is Notary Republic Day. I don't know what that means. Notary Public Day. Today is Job Auction Day. I'd like to give my job away. $1.50, $1.52.
I'm not buying it.
Okay. It's also National Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day, which I don't know what that means. And today is Hug a Bear Day, initially designed for stuffed animal bears. But if you're feeling brave, you know, Hug a Bear Day. You just kind of figure that out. All right. What do we got for our Facebook post music, Robo Producer?
Just a good old boy never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
All right, now, not being a country music guy, I'm going to go with, is that Alan Jackson?
I'm going to give you one more guess there, David.
Good old boy.
Starts with a W.
Waylon Jennings.
We have a winner, chicken dinner.
Okay.
The only way they know how.
Oh, I guess that's pretty good for me. Two guesses in there. I like it. All right, good pick. That was good. I never would have got that. Very good. Way to go out on a limb. It's like a four-year brand-new start. Nice job. Today's Facebook post, Psalm 34, verse 19. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Here you go. This is so easy. Everybody should get this. Ready? It's not the troubles. It's not the tribbles, and it's not the troubles. It's the deliverances. We are so focused on the troubles that sometimes we don't pay attention to the deliverances. It's not that you get in trouble, folks. It's that the Lord brings you out of that trouble. Because if he never brought you out of that trouble, trouble number 15 million, 16 million, they would bury you. But the Lord does. He delivers us from them all. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break. Then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity then. Take care.
We've come along.